Tafkavan Gimel Sefalf Hilchasa Bota Megillas Tainis. There was something called Megillas Tainis. It had all different days that the Nisan happened, and they made it a Yom Tov not to fast on it. So nowadays, those days are not days that are supposed to fast. You're allowed to fast on the days written in Megillas Tainis. The kosher came with name Achareim. Sure, you could fast before and after them. Chutz Mechanical Purim. Those are two Yom Chagim that remained from Megillas Tainis. Chanukah and Purim. Shalos Samis Behem Be'atzma. Now to fast on them, Avot Tfnei Bachrei Mutter, when Israel had a fast, the day before and after Chanukah and Purim, come over and for Purim, it's Mamash and Minik to fast. Yevachrein, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, Mutter, Avot Tfnei Bachrei, also Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, you had a fast the day before and the day afterwards. The Ramah says, Mi, Shiyei, Shtoin, Yisuyim, Bechanukah. Somebody has his wedding set up for Chanukah, Eilu Yisanis, you should not fast, or fast of the Chosan and Kala on the day of the wedding, since it's Chanukah and surely not on Purim. Avon Yishlo Nisuim Ben Nisan, Misana, Diyom Chupasai. But if his marriage day is on Nisan, then he does fast on the day of Chupin, even if it's his second marriage. I feel that Shchoyish Nisan, even if Shchoyish Nisan, Neishu Echem and Yom Shemisana Behem, Shchoyish Nisan happens to be a day which one can fast, and even a general Shchoyish, you do not fast. Which brings the same thing as Rosh Chodesh Av.